let me see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that's shining free, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. Welcome to tonight's program of Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. The program Let's Find Out is about the union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. The universe is expanding, and we must join in because that's what cures and that's what higher learning is all about. There's a new wave of illumination flowing onto the planet and throughout the planet Earth. The BBS radio station is dedicated to bringing this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop the strength in your body and your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknowns. If spirituality can be considered a movement, then the Let's Find Out program is one that shares the most talked about of topics. Perhaps this is because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born with an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is to connect with your blessed higher self. This is going to become more and more apparent as we travel through 2018 and 2019. This wave of new energy, the double helix that came to us in 2012, has a purpose, and it helps you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little bit more. Take the time. Be sure to listen to your favorite shows on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come and the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands? When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write to me or email me with your questions and interests on spiritual growth and the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety, or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with the kindred spirits who are journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through light, energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and much, much more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation, your third eye awakening, and manifesting of a calmness that comes from spending time with your loved ones and sharing with others. So let's begin by listening to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy fall. We are now, I think we're about 48 hours into fall, but I'm going to have to check with my expert. And I don't know if you've noticed the weather change. We've had a slight one here in Pennsylvania. Mark is over in, not Seattle, but in Portland, Oregon. So we're going to find out what it's like over there. Tonight, my guest is the famed astrologer Mark Dodich, and it's wonderful having him on. And we're here to tell you what's coming, and we have good stuff coming in October, November, and December. Good evening, Mark. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Happy fall. I think, and am I right? Is it 48 hours or is it only 24 that we've been in Duval?
Probably more like 24. It was Saturday night.
Okay. Okay. And for us, it probably was early Sunday morning, right?
No, it would have been just before midnight on the East Coast.
Oh, great. And let's talk about the wonder that's tomorrow night. I want everybody to go outside. Why don't you talk about it, Mark?
Well, of course, we've got the full moon, which this is the one that we call the harvest moon, which is, you know, the really big one that you go out and everybody does their oohs and ahs with. And the interesting thing is, because it does come so close to fall equinox, there's a lot of similarity between the full moon on Monday evening and the equinox chart for the next 3 months. But I would say that, shall we say, relationships are going to be a pretty key thing to talk about for the next 3 months. And with this full moon, which is in the sign Aries, which is independence, individuality, pull yourselves up by the bootstraps. And of course, that means if the sun is over in Libra, which is about, I want to share and play nicely with others.
And also, it's the beginning of a new year. Actually, I think that when we used to do the year, it used to start with Aries instead of January. So this is Yom Kippur and the new year, and that's a powerful time as well, is it not?
Totally it is. And let's just say that there's some things going on. At the risk of throwing terms at the listeners, we have a pattern called a T-square that is in both the full moon chart as well as in the equinox chart. And again, that's for the next 3 months. And it ties in the planet Saturn, which is patience, boundaries, discipline. I sacrifice in the short term for the long term good. It's got Chiron, who we call the wounded healer, the half horse, half human centaur, very famous teacher of healing. But, you know, if you're half horse and half human, there's mm-hmm. that part of you that feels caught between worlds. I don't fit in the horse world. I don't fit in the human world. So, and I should describe that pattern we call a T-square. Simply put, if you were to connect the dots between the sun and the moon and Saturn, it would look like a capital letter T. Mm. And I like to describe that as a three-legged chair that wishes it had a fourth leg.
I think that is so cute. Now, let me ask you a question. This T-square is the sun and Saturn and Chiron. So and that's not nearly as strong as some of the others with Mars or Venus. How is that different?
Well, and the piece we'll want to add in is with the full moon on Monday night, that moon is going to be a part of that pattern too.
Okay.
Whereas the moon was in the sign Pisces, your favorite sign, at equinox. But the issue is for people who, shall we say, need to have better boundaries in their life, particularly in their relationships, since we're going to talk about Venus in a little bit. How are they doing with their boundaries would be the first question. Where are they standing in their authority figure and where are they giving their power away?
It's funny because, Mark, I have been working with my clients this week and three of them have not been standing in their power. And I have to keep repeating to them that they're giving their power away and show them how they're doing that. When people think other people are going to help them and they're not helping themselves, isn't that right?
Right. And although this is not what you'd call a comfortable combination, it is one that, you know, it always makes me crazy when astrologers talk bad about Saturn because he's patience, boundaries, discipline. But the truth is, Saturn produces long-term rewards.
That's right.
And so if you're willing to stand in your power, to have healthy boundaries, to be responsible, it really will help you.
So what I say is Saturn is hardworking with results, but you really have to earn it. And not only that, you can't fool around with Saturn. You have to take responsibility. If you don't, you're going to get slammed. It also helps you to eliminate. Aren't we doing some letting go? Eliminate anything in your life that you no longer need.
Yeah, and not to take us too far afield, but also part of this chart, at the full moon on Monday and the equinox, the planet Mars, which was retrograde over the summer, which made a lot of people crazy this summer, is making a challenge to the planet Uranus, which is blow everything up, throw the baby out with the bathwater, impatient, I want it yesterday. So we have this weird combination of this T-square pattern that says be patient, work for the long term, be healthy with your boundaries, step in your responsibility. And then we also have this other pattern that's saying blow everything up and start all over, run off and yell and scream.
Yeah, but to me, you know what that means? That means you're going to put it into something new. Uranus's fast changes. All of a sudden, something comes up, a possibility. And I know it has to do also with film work and movies, but Uranus can say, all right, quit the job and start something new. Isn't that true?
And I guess the way I would say it is when you try to put this patient Saturn with this impatient Uranus, is I would have people working behind the scenes on these new projects and new things that they want to bring out and make space for them in their life. But I wouldn't tell them to quit their day job under this either.
Oh, that's true, because so you never know what's going
to... Yeah, I'm trying to talk out of both sides of my mouth, basically.
Well, Uranus is always known as short-term. The rule is, when I do relationships, that if you meet somebody in Uranus energy, it's not going to last, usually. Or it can mean that it's going to change, or you're going to find out something about the person and change your mind. That's what Uranus means to me.
Plus, you'll remember back in spring equinox, we talked that Uranus was starting to move into Taurus, a sign it hasn't been in since the 1930s. But it's only just barely testing the water of Taurus this year and is actually moving backwards into Aries over this fall equinox to, shall we say, complete things that have been going on since 2011. At the Japan earthquake when it first moved into Aries.
A lot of people had changes in 2011. A lot of people changed jobs. A lot of people moved. And a lot of people got very sad just before the 2012. I don't know if you remember, Mark, but I think you were having a lot of relocation calls at that time.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of people start relocating with some of the things we're going to talk about later in the show. But the important thing about this Mars square Uranus is, because it's been going on since the spring, is it's setting us up for these bigger changes. And so I would want everyone to know that, hey, it's coming, it's starting, it's annoying you, it's poking you in the ribs. But when Uranus moves back into Taurus in March of 2019 and stays until like 2026, 2027, that's when it'll have more traction.
And, you know, when it was in the 1930s, isn't that when we went through the Depression? I know at the end of the 1930s, we went into World War II. But I do think that that we were changing our technology at that time. And I also think that some very important medications came through at that time. The polio vaccine, I remember. And, of course, we changed cars, how we drove our cars. Cars were just starting to be driven. But new technology came through, as well as new medications, so that can be good, right?
Right, and the one thing that we could watch that would be really practical for people is in the 1930s is when the Social Security was formed.
Oh, that's true.
FDR. And so we have to see, as Uranus makes a full circle every 84 years, how are they going to rework or redo Social Security?
And Medicare. They have to do something, that's for sure.
That, and then, of course, back then we had the New Deal, which was trying to put people back to work after the Depression.
Well, I think that's what's going on now. We had the fallout in 2008, and I think we're trying to put people back to work now and certainly bring some companies back to the United States.
Well, and not to be negative, but that was also when Hitler was making his early moves to step into power.
Yeah, so well, that could be Putin.
It would be important for us to make sure our leaders are in integrity in how they're using their power.
Well, you may not be aware of this, but there is a struggle going on right now between Russia and the Ukraine and sanctions with the United States. So that could be happening, too.
Well, they're playing games with China, too, right now.
That's true. Let's move on to the nodes change. When do the nodes change, Mark?
It's in the first 2 weeks of November, and so what we'll do is we'll go backwards. In May of 2017, the soul destiny points that we call the nodes, mathematical points of spiritual destiny, they started a year and a half path through the signs Aquarius and Leo.
Mm-hmm. In 2017.
March or May of 2017 is, I believe, when it was precise. And so now they're winding down. And so the path has been, well, Leo, is where is my heart engaged and where am I being creative and where am I stepping into leadership and am I having enough fun would be my joke. And Aquarius has to do with friends, groups, organizations. So who are we aligning with and who do we not want to be aligned with in terms of friends, groups, organizations? And so that's winding down between now and early November when it's now going to move into the signs Cancer and Capricorn.
Because they move backwards.
They move backwards. So in astrology, spiritual things work move the opposite way of worldly things.
And you know what's funny? Cancer represents the mother and the home, and Capricorn represents the father and hard work. So this could affect our economy as well as our housing. I think our housing is changing, and I'm going to tell you why. The new millennium kids do not want anything that's hand-me-down. All the antique shops are closing. The kids don't want them. And the other thing that they don't want are the big houses. That's not their American dream. It's all changed, Mark. They want to live comfortably, but they don't have to have the big house and the property to be an American. That value is changing. And they also are having their children later. So they're developing their minds first and then having children later. Does that have to do with the nose? Because to me, that's karmic.
Yeah, and we're already starting to see that, certainly out here in the Pacific Northwest, Portland and Seattle, housing has become so expensive. Even apartments have become so expensive that they're having to find different ways to do apartments with communal kitchens and various things. And the other thing is, the other side of this is going to be Capricorn, and Capricorn rules, among other things, it rules poverty, and Cancer rules food. So I'm concerned about any kinds of, starvation on one level for, people in countries that happens. Other would be the homeless problem.
Look at the crops and the weather. That's part of starvation, because this has all affected our growing process. I think that we are changing seasons. I think that the fall is going to become January and winter is going to become March and April for some reason. That could happen too.
I will tell you, my flower garden doesn't operate according to the rules it used to operate under anymore.
We're going to have to plant our seeds differently as we go into next year, because I don't see any thawing of the ground until after Mother's Day, and that will be rare. See if that happens.
But dealing with food and nutrition and children is going to be big.
Right.
Dealing with the homeless problem is going to be a large thing.
And, of course, we've got those children being ripped away from the parents with the borders, and there's your boundaries.
Absolutely. And see where it's coming out of is that it's been in Leo for the last year and a half, which is saying, wait a minute, where's the heart here?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And now it's going into, I don't have a heart and I don't care. That's Capricorn. Well, Capricorn brings you karma. You've earned.
The challenge is Capricorn says we have a certain set of responsibilities or a certain budget to deal with. And Cancer says, yeah, but we still need to nurture and help people.
Yeah.
And so what is the proper balance? So we're all going to go through a rebalancing. And, you know, Cancer rules home and family, residential, real estate. My thinking is a lot of people are going to move in the next year and a half. And particularly because we know that Jupiter is going to move into his favorite sign also in November.
Sagittarius.
And that's a restless, I'm ready to move, I'm ready to travel kind of a thing.
And I think people are going to rent more than buy. You know, when I talk to people and I'm helping them relocate, of course, I have them call you, but I also say, go to the area, rent for 6 months, and then buy something. You don't have to find a new house right away. Get to know the area first.
And it wouldn't be surprising for some sort of cooperative or communal living to come back, not like in the old hippie days, but, obviously, think of like maybe a shared kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
With you know, multiple units or something like that.
And I'm sure there's going to be a shared garden as well. I know in our community, I'm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, which is near the Amish country, we have a shared garden. You go up and you put money down on your part of the garden, and then you can plant what you want, but you have to help the community maintain it. You have to give 2 hours a week.
Sure. And then the other part would be with the Capricorn side could be scarcity of land. I know out here in the Northwest, in the big cities, Portland and Seattle, all the little gaps that could have a little garden are being taken over by commercial ventures, you know, buildings and apartments and what have you. So the grass is going away.
We just lost North Carolina and South Carolina, too. And I don't think that they're going to rebuild there in the same way. As a matter of fact, 60 Minutes tonight had a story about calling the people over in Norway over how to prevent the flooding from coming back. And they have wonderful technology ideas. So that's all part of that. And then, of course, Venus retrogrades. Now, that's going over the past. But could that mean refurnishing your home, like painting and putting curtains up and that type of thing?
It could be a variety of things. And first off, it starts on October 5th and goes to November 16th. And just for the listeners who don't know astrology, Venus goes retrograde less often than all the other planets. So when it goes retrograde about every 18 to 20 months, you really want to pay attention because it doesn't do it very often. Now, on one level, Venus is aesthetic beauty. So fixing up your house, not usually structural things, but usually a coat of paint, or maybe it's just time for some new furniture. Or
redoing a room.
Now, that can also apply to a person's wardrobe. Is it time to get rid of some of those ratty, comfortable clothes?
That's so funny. I'm doing both those things. I just think that's funny. I didn't know about wardrobe.
Well, and then, of course, it starts its retrograde period in the sign Scorpio. So anyone who's holding any old emotional wounds or who done you wrong stuff, particularly in terms of Venus's love and money, maybe it's time to heal that so that we can move on.
That would be nice. We all need to heal, Mark. There's so much anger going on. Everybody has to find a way to spread more love. It does rule money. And how would that pertain to either our economy or the banks? People are talking about the banks changing.
Well, we know that everything from cryptocurrency to being able to pass your credit card over a telephone to charge or pay for something is in the works. And that is a part of Uranus moving into Taurus for the next 7 years, of which Venus is kind of starting to kickstart that into play as to how do we get ready for that sort of thing. But I would also see people, for example, since it is money and stocks and bonds, now, I don't know if many people believe that the stock market is overvalued and that there needs to be a readjustment. And from there's quite a variety of opinions about whether that's a big readjustment or a little readjustment. So I won't get into that argument.
It's doing great right now.
It's doing great right now, but everybody says it's overvalued. And so the issue would be in your 401k or your stock portfolio, do you have your money working for you in the places it needs to be?
That can be hard to tell sometimes.
It can be very hard to tell, and particularly now that Jupiter's going to move into Sagittarius, which we'll talk about before the end of the day, that rules foreign places. So we already see problems between Britain and Europe because of the Brexit thing that's coming, and they can't make a deal.
I know.
But it is coming. Well, and it's changing relationships, and whether it's Britain changing their relationship to Western Europe, or whether it's changing relationships in your family or love life or your office.
Well, it's also changing laws. It's true that it's pretty dangerous right now because there's no laws governing it, and banks have strict laws, and Brexit could eliminate banks,
right?
As well as cryptocurrency, and there's other names besides Brexit.
It's going on all over the world. And of course, the other thing we're seeing in the world is, Scorpio rules sexuality. Mm-hmm. And when Jupiter moved into Scorpio back in October of 2017 was when the whole Harvey Weinstein thing took off.
Oh, and everything else.
Well, Venus is associated with justice, so where is the sexuality in the news is with the nomination process of Kavanaugh and the Professor Ford is, you know, coming to a highlight as this is all happening.
It is. And, of course, Bill Cosby as well.
Both
of them are very sad things, but yet these things happen. You know, it's funny. We grew up in that era, and it was all sex. And we thought nothing of guys talking to us in a sexual way. We thought nothing of it. I mean, they would make cutting comments in high school, and they would say terrible things to some people, and other people they wouldn't. But if you know anything about the movie industry, it's all about that. And they talk about it constantly. It's like they're obsessed with it. It gets to be ridiculous. That was the era. Now we're growing away from that era. Thank goodness. Thank goodness both sexes can be respected as who they are. But the other thing I've noticed is that there's a lot of people becoming transvestites. They don't know who they are. And that's another problem, Mark.
Yeah, and I'm not sure where to go with that. Quite often the planet Uranus is one of those things. And see, because it's been in Aries since 2011, that's the pioneer a new path, or we're exploring and pioneering new things. Mm-hmm. And as Uranus is starting to move into Taurus, which earlier we said it started teasing us between May and November of this year, but will be stronger next spring, that I think it'll start to get a little more grounded because Taurus is an earth sign.
Well, and the other thing that I have found is that when a young person, like a teenager, changes their sexual attitude, there's always a reason for it, and it can be a misconception. And then they want to go back to where they were. They want to change back again. So that's certainly Uranus.
And certainly where I am out in Portland, which is very open and weird about such things, you see such a wide variety of work. Many people just testing different ideas to see what works and what doesn't work. And as you say, they come to me as a client one time, and they come in a male coming in a female role. And the next time you see them come to you, there's something different.
I know. It's really something.
And so obviously they're questioning, you know, obviously all the things we grew up with for us who were a little bit older as to what's really true and what's not true.
And, you know, I've been getting meditations about what's called the terrible 20s. So I had the courage to ask the universe, what is this about? And the answer I got was really surprising to me. It's saying that all of the millennium, all of the baby boomers are going to be aging, and we're not going to know what to do with them. In the meantime, births have been cut back, and we're not going to be able to find the younger people to help the older people. So it's going to throw us into chaos. I thought that was an interesting insight.
Interesting. And with Scorpio going on, one question would be, because many states are really looking at death with dignity laws.
Yes.
As just one way. And for other people, it's what we call that deep level emotional healing.
And the other is that there really are the Alzheimer's people and the dementia people who have to be cared for, and as well as some mentally strained people, and there's not facilities to house them, and we are going to be into a dilemma because there's so many. There's just so many of the people that are now turning 65 and over.
I have always found it interesting in astrology that when you see a problem, you're also seeing solutions.
The solution, yep.
With Alzheimer's, they're starting to find which genes are responsible for it and ways
and
to go after
foods,
those issues.
And which foods.
Yeah.
Basically, diet soda, basically anything that is made by Monsanto. And I tell people all the time that Lay's potato chips and Pringles aren't really potato chips. They're just chemicals put together. And everybody has such a hard time believing that. But that kind of stuff has to stop. That kind of genetically modified food really does have to stop. And then we can get back to our naturalness, which is what we need.
Well, and with the nodes moving through Cancer, which rules food and nutrition, it's likely that we're going to see all that stuff start to come to the surface.
It is. And I'm glad, because as they do the research and look at the genes, they're also going to find out that we are what we eat, whether we like it or not. Let's move on to Jupiter and Sag. That excites me because it's going to go over my rising sign. But I refuse to gain weight. I'm working on losing weight. So let's talk about that.
Well, and of course, that's going to start on November 8th or not 9th, depending on the time zone of the listener. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go until December 2nd of 2019, so about a year. And of course, both Jupiter and Sagittarius associated with coaching, mentoring, ministering, foreign travel, import, export businesses. Our whole social mores system is associated with Jupiter and Sag. But when we get right down to it, Jupiter and Sagittarius says life is an adventure. Did you forget that? You know, it's bring more of a thrill or an adventure into your life. Now, some people are going to go into a party animal mode with that, and other people are going to go into more of a philosophical mode with that.
It's also the teaching sign and the spiritual sign, ninth house, right?
Yes, and at the cord, which you just brought up, thank you for that, is that it rules belief systems. So right. Transforming our belief system to open up to something larger, not having limited perceptions, is really what this is about.
Well, maybe two other spheres are going to cross the moon, and they'll close down another part of New Mexico. We are finding out, Mark, we are finding out that there is life elsewhere besides here. We don't know all of it yet, but it would be certain wonderful if that could start to happen, because you and I know that there's life in this world and life in other worlds too.
Well, and Jupiter in Sagittarius does rule foreign places, and that is the ultimate foreign place, isn't it?
It certainly is. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I'm talking with the astrologer Mark Dodich. We have to take a break, and we will be back in a few. I promise it won't be as long as usual. And we'll be back, and we're going to talk about what's coming up with Jupiter and Sag a little more, and maybe something coming into January, too. We'll be back soon.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of September 24th through September 30th, 2019. The autumn equinox on Saturday had a bit of a hurry up and wait tone for the coming 3 months, so it's best to take a deep breath and be willing to take half steps towards your goals. The big harvest moon on Monday the 24th is challenged by Saturn, requiring you to move quickly while being patient at the same time. Due to the harvest moon being so close to the full equinox, it's usually a very large moon and orange in color. Be sure to get outside and watch the big moon rise, as it should be extra beautiful this year. This year's full moon energy is packed with a serious punch because the sun is in Libra, the moon is in Aries, and both of those square Saturn in Capricorn. This is the full moon where you have to rebalance your individual needs with your relationship needs. On Tuesday, the square is fully in place, and you must take responsibility for your actions and bring past relationships, projects, and business matters to a fair and just conclusion. Wounded healer Chiron is aligned with this full moon. Healing your emotions or helping others with their emotional well-being is supported now. Begin to look at what is working in both relationships and finances, and know that this full moon brings the process of reviewing and revising all types of relationships, as well as your material worldly needs and values. Be sure to take half steps towards your goal, and it would be best if your goals are both tangible and long-lasting. There is an abundance of planets in the action signs of Aries, Libra, and Capricorn. This helps you to accomplish a great deal, but be very careful of overcommitting yourself. Also note that Love and Money Venus is slowing down to turn retrograde in October. On Thursday, the 27th, matters begin to get a bit easier. With the Sun-Mars trine, some high-powered energy is going to be pumped into whatever is going on, and it will bring you strength, comfort, and wisdom. The Gemini moon is in its quiet void of course face all day Sunday, September 30th. This is great for short, quick tasks and communications with people, but not for important decisions or purchases. In the evening, Pluto ends its retrograde cycle that started back last April. Pluto is about standing in your power and releasing anything that takes your power away. Attitudes, beliefs, behavior, controlling people, etc., etc., etc. This change to a forward motion can help in transforming past experiences through the power of forgiveness. Although this feels a bit far away now, begin to think about what you are releasing and building towards 2020 as we enter into a new decade. There will be an important alignment of planets in Capricorn at that time. Guaranteed, the world is going to change. For a little October preview, the big event of October is Venus turning retrograde in Scorpio, October 5th through November 16th. Since Venus goes retrograde less often than the other planets, it's a significant time to review and revise all types of relationships, including lack of relationships. Your values surrounding money and possessions is up for a change and revision as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now, let's get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and astrologer Mark Dodich. Elizabeth Joyce is a modern-day mystic, author, and master spiritual teacher. She's also a healer through the grace of God. Elizabeth works through the risen power of your kundalini as a conduit. She transmutes this energy from source, and healing has occurred simply by being in her presence, or by voice activation, or by the vibration that she creates when she's teaching a spiritual intensive. She's a popular, gifted speaker on the unknown mysteries, higher realities, and higher wisdom of life. Many of her accurate successes have been documented through national media. So come join us and raise your vibration and change your life quickly with confidence. Attend our spiritual intensive, which is only given twice a year. The date and time are Saturday and Sunday, October 6th and 7th, 2018, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. at the James Laura House Auditorium, 132 North Main Street, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. It's time to remember and to remind yourself who you are. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I have the voice of sanity and clarity within me. When I remember, I am transported into an inner reality of what is. The light fills my being with peace and purpose. I give relentlessly. I allow myself to receive and love myself for who I am. I am safe. I am free. And I am responsible for my thoughts, actions, and wellness. Joyously embrace this spiritual frontier of opportunity. For further information or to register for this intensive, call 215-996-0646. Or you can email elizabeth_joyce.16@aol.com. We're looking forward to you joining us. Hope to see you in October. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Feeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And that was Perry Como singing Catch a Falling Star. And of course, it's very appropriate tonight because I think we're all out catching falling stars that's shining on us from this beautiful full moon in Aries that we're having. My guest tonight is Mark Dodich. He's a world famous astrologer, and we are talking astrology. And of course, we did have a call-in show. We do have a caller waiting, but how are you, Mark? I wanted to bring you back in a moment.
Life is good. It's good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I just finished uploading my Fall Equinox newsletter. So if people want to get it, they can just go to astromark.us and download the quarterly newsletter. So, and it'll talk about all these things that we're talking about.
Oh, tonight. It's wonderful. It really is. And that's your website too, astromark.com.
U.S.
Astromark.U.S. I forget that. Okay, so we're going to be talking about Mercury retrograde, and that's going to kind of discombobulate everybody. But first, we have Kurt from New York, and her date of birth is 2/11/63. Are you there?
Yes.
Is it Curry? Is that how you say your name?
No, Perry.
Perry, P-E-R-I.
Yay. Yes.
Okay, what question do you have for Mark tonight?
I'm just wondering about, you know, you're talking about all the effects of the planets, and I'm pursuing my career, and I'm just wondering if this is a good time to look into try for new opportunities.
I think that we're getting to that place, but right now, let's just say that right now calls for a lot of behind the scenes type thing. We're going to have this Venus retrograde that we talked about earlier in the show, which has to do with, well, love and money, but obviously in a career where money. The other thing that's going on is the planet Saturn, which rules patience, boundaries, discipline, I sacrifice in the short term for the long term good, has been traveling back and forth since last spring over the planet Venus in your chart, which was in Capricorn when you were born. And that's usually, I hate to use these words because everybody gets mad at me, but the P word, patience. And mm-hmm. that will cross that path by the time we get to Halloween. And of course, we're also going to have a Mercury retrograde, which is kind of a communications can get screwed up cycle, November 16th to December 5th. So the point would be, if you're, for example, needing to put a new resume together or starting to do behind the scenes work or reconnecting with people or in the field you're in, rather than right away doing outward type stuff. So in other words, later this year is going to be better than right now. Now is better research or preparing behind the scenes time.
Or even sending your resume out, Perry. Have you been sending out your resume? And what is your field?
I'm a photographer.
You've talked with us before.
Yeah.
I would think, Mark, I would think that if she is in photography, that Sagittarius would be very beneficial to her.
Sure, because it's the, of course, I don't know what kind of photography it is, but Sagittarius is the great outdoors, natural resources, as we called it, coaches, teachers, mentors, ministers, spiritual places. She was born with Jupiter in Pisces, and one of the things that's going on right now is the planet Neptune, which is associated with film and photography, as is Pisces, has been sitting on the planet Jupiter in your chart and will be throughout next year, too. So that actually is a pretty good thing for expansion in terms of photography. You just want to be careful that you're seeing things for what they are, because the problem with Pisces is they can fantasize it, but then they have to bring it down to Earth, which shouldn't be terribly hard for you since you've got your moon in Virgo, which is a grounded sign. But I would say later this year into early next year would be better, where now it's better to do the preparation phase.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay, Mark, let's go and talk more about Jupiter and Sag, and you can throw in a little Mercury retrograde too.
Yeah, and with that, Mercury is actually going to turn retrograde in Sagittarius on November 16th. So that's kind of like setting this whole thing up, because mm-hmm. Mercury is associated with our lower mind, you know, our travel and our computers and all that stuff, where Jupiter and Sagittarius are higher mind, higher philosophy, higher belief system. So on one level, with tying the two together, part of this energy for this fall equinox with this Mercury retrograde in the sign Jupiter's going to be in Sagittarius is about saying it's time to open our mind to a higher view, a higher perspective. See, it's a risk-taking mode is where it's going in.
I think hopefully that we're moving from money and the mundane stuff to thinking and communicating from the heart. And I think that should be on everybody's list, don't you think?
Yeah, and I hope you're right. But the way I would view it is there's going to be a combination of where's our heart engaged versus, hey, I still have to pay my bills.
Well, we may have to do that first, and then it may open up to doing what we love and getting paid for it. That's what they say, do what you love and get paid for it.
Absolutely. I'm a big supporter in that. I've lived that life myself.
You have.
But I will tell you that Jupiter and Sagittarius have to do with transforming your belief system. And then when I went from being an industrial salesperson suit guy to doing this, believe me, I had to change some ideas I had about how the world worked.
Big stuff. Well, we're getting to the end of the show, Mark. It's been wonderful having you. Do you have anything that you would like to share with us before you come back on December 16th?
Well, on the level for each of us, we're reassessing our values and what's important to us and where is our heart engaged and where is it not and what nurtures us and what does not nurture us and starting to take action on those things. I know for me personally, Next year, I'm leading a group to Greece to go visit sacred sites and do meditation at sacred sites, because with Jupiter in Sagittarius, it's time to travel or to move. Of course, which you well know that I do that relocation astrology.
Oh, I know.
People find their best places on planet Earth. So, but again, all that's at astromark.us that they can find all that information.
And do you have a phone number that people could call if they want an appointment?
Sure. And that would be my landline, which is 503-252-1558.
That's great. Okay, then we will see you on the 16th of December, and everybody's looking forward to it. Thank you so much for tonight, Mark.
Thanks much.
This is Elizabeth Joy, so let's find out. And now it's time to get ready for our meditation. And tonight the song is When You Wish Upon a Star by Linda Ronstadt. I thought that might open some people's hearts a little bit. Next week, we have Frank St. James, the psychic detective, and both of us will enjoy being with you. And don't forget, that's also a call-in show. And so then, have a great evening. Have a great rest of September, and I'll see you next week.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, like dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and pulls you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our nightly meditation. Tonight, we are creating union, which of course is the essence of human relationships. Please sit in a straight back chair with your feet uncrossed and flat on the floor. Or you can lie down on your bed with your feet out straight and uncrossed. Or sit in the lotus position if you desire. Take a deep breath and clear your mind. Take another deep breath and clear your mind again. One more time, clearing your mind. Now let's bring down the ring of fire. That's a ring, like a Christmas wreath, that you bring down over the top of your head, your neck, your shoulders, your body, your hips, your thighs, your legs, and your feet, and you throw it down into the ground. So let's do the ring of fire. Bring the ring of fire down over your body, taking a deep breath, and release it into the ground. Allow the fire to remove any and all negativity around you at this time. Take another breath. Let's do another ring of fire. Bring it down over the body and down into the ground. One more time. Take a deep breath. Bring that ring of fire down over your body. Let it remove all negativity. Feel it burning away as you get into a place of peace. And throw it down into the ground. Release the breath. Allow yourself to go back to normal breathing. Creating union can help you achieve vibrant partnerships of fearless loving and mutual self-fulfillment. It provides the ingredients to go into the deeper meaning of an inevitable relationship. It also helps you with relationship difficulties. With a wise and gentle voice, your inner guides and angels will guide you in resolving difficulties while compassionately answering practical questions about sexuality, spirituality, divorce, separation, fear of intimacy, creating mutuality, and how to keep the spark alive in long-term relationships. Creating union is a basic primer for all of our relationships. It helps with empathy and gives you great clarity on the way back home to union. Knowing how to create union is a sweet and powerful treasure. Though the word unconscious is widely used these days, most of us cannot quite grasp what it means to have a vast reservoir of feelings and thoughts whose contents are ordinarily not accessible to us. This would not matter if the inaccessible material did not have an influence on our view of the world, our behavior, and our entire life. But it does, with a vengeance. We are going through a time in this spring of 2018 of difficulties, our past coming up to haunt us, and we need to take a sharp look at our thought system and how we react to the world around us. Therefore, it is crucial to allow the unconscious material to come to the surface, to learn the secrets of our souls that we have kept hidden even from ourselves. Take a deep breath and see yourself dropping away any judgments, preconceived notions, desires, and outcomes. Feel yourself floating in the white light of the heart center. Feel that white gold light fill you now. And allow. Tell your guides that you allow and accept that which comes your way. Because you know you are protected. You know that you're a child of God and that you are never alone. Take a deep breath. From the perspective of a higher consciousness, a broad vista of human life can open up to you. We see various regions of our souls, those which are healthy and whole, and those which are flawed. The spiritual and emotional quagmires where our unfulfilling relationships have their seeds. Sometimes these seeds open and sprout because it's a part of the soul that we need to eliminate. We learn with amazement that we really know what we really feel, what we really wish, what we think or need. Childish, half-formed presumptions, confused feelings, unjustified fears and guilts, self-punishment patterns come to the surface when we are finally willing to find out who we are and how we function as love partners as well as friends. Most of our problems have common roots because we are all human, which is encouraging to know as we set out on this quest to find our specific inner twists and knots. Energy healing is the answer for many. Energy healing helps you to go into past lives and perhaps see the root of the problem, or just to clear whatever is blocking your feelings of loving, close relationships. To heal our own soul is always our first task, but this does not mean that we have to wait to engage in a relationship until we are in full harmony with ourselves. That's a lifetime of work. Life is to be lived, but with a greater, wider consciousness. Our relationships will improve accordingly as we expand our heart center and allow ourselves to blend, meld, and accept other people into our world. There are various ways to coach unconscious vital material out of hiding. One is through meticulous, open-minded, non-judgmental self-observance. Meditation is unsurpassed in leading to the truth seeker into the labyrinth of his or her infantile world. Remember when you were 3 or 4 years old? In that infantile world, you drew a lot of conclusions and made a lot of assumptions that still are working with you now. Going in deep to your inner being, finding these erosions of the soul and eradicating them is key to raising your vibration and coming up into a peaceful, non-judgmental, loving, tolerant, and compassionate world. This is an inner journey, and may this meditation pave the way home to the God self of your center. This can be the greatest adventure of your life as you come from isolation into fearless loving. Are you ready? Are you ready to begin? Are you ready to expand your meditations into that which is necessary and do the work that needs to be done so that you can raise your consciousness and embrace the state of being, love, peace, and harmony? Say that you are right now. Tell your inner guides that you're ready to open your heart, mind, and being to the fulfillment of love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to float as you listen to Richard Schulman help you expand your vibration and consciousness.